This is a podcast from Rover.
Hey guys, Niske here.
This is Diplo.
Swedish House Mafia.
Get it in ya.
This is the George Breakfast Special
with Lee and Tammy.
Turn it up.
Joined by a special guest.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a very, very special guest on the show. We call her our George FM foreign correspondent.
Yeah.
And, Topher O'Brien, good morning from the UK. How are you?
I'm very happy to be talking to you guys.
Oh, mate, we're happy to be talking to you too. What's the mood like in London, Tova? Is that where you are?
Do you know what? Yeah, we are. We came back from Edinburgh this morning on the train, riding through the beautiful British countryside back to London. And to be honest, I've spent most of my day in a strange turn of events, queuing to talk to queuers. So I didn't quite get to Buckingham Palace today. We had been there when we first got here, but I wanted to speak to the first three women who are queuing up to see the Queen as she lies in state at Westminster Hall.
Oh.
But because so many media wanted to speak to them, there was now this queue, and I ended up waiting for 2 hours to speak to the queuers. I queued to talk to queuers for 2 hours.
Oh, wow. I mean, I haven't queued for something for a long time. It would test your patience.
Yeah, surely you must have had a VIP pass, right?
Yeah.
Well, no, because me and every other media who thought they were more self-important than the other guy. But no, more media there in the queue so far than there were actual queuers, I think, because it's still probably, they were 2 days earlier than the queue at the Westminster Hall actually opening. So they're going to be sleeping on the banks of the Thames. In the freezing cold, waiting for that moment. So I thought it was, you know, it was the very least I could do just to wait to talk to them. But I got to the front of the queue after an hour, and then they took an hour-long break.
Oh, no.
So I didn't wait there while they went and had lunch.
Oh, Tova. Well, you know, we're kind of slightly disappointed you didn't take us to Ukraine. We missed out on this trip because I've got a British passport. I probably could have made a few things happen for you, you know?
Yeah, I know. It's not too late.
No,
we've got another week here yet. Come, join us.
Oh, mate, we'd love to come over. Hey, have you taken any flowers along or anything special? Cucumber sandwiches, Marmite sandwiches.
Any gins or anything? What is there any kind of things that the locals are doing that you're seeing that's kind of maybe a bit of tradition?
It's really special. There's a lot. It's so around Buckingham Palace. They've been moving a lot of the floral tributes and a lot of the gifts that people have been kind of leaving there in commemoration of the Queen. They've been moving them into Hyde Park and Green Park, where they've set up specific tributes. But I think at the Platinum Jubilee, when the Queen did that amazing skit with Paddington Bear,
I think
she really struck a new generation of people who just adored it. So many kids outside Buckingham Palace who just loved her, taking Paddington Bear dolls along, taking pots of honey and all these drawings, a lot of drawings of the Queen and Paddington Bear as well. But beautiful floral tributes. The scent, as you can imagine, is just, it's incredible. Just thousands and thousands and thousands of bouquets of flowers, and they're kind of being moved, as I say, into the park, but people are setting them up around trees and around flower beds and bare patches of lawn outside Buckingham Palace as well. It's very, very moving, and some beautiful notes written by people as well as they pay tribute to the Queen. Well,
that's fantastic. Now, on a more serious note, has the security been beefed up around London? Can you see a lot more of that stuff?
Snipers?
It is immense. Yeah, there are snipers on the tops of some of the significant buildings.
Yeah.
There are police officers have been coming in from their holidays to fortify the troops. It's a massive Met Service operation, but there are reports of special forces being involved as well, of course, armed police. And we've got an interview a little bit later on the morning on our show with a security military guy, a former military guy who ran a lot of these big operations, and he's just saying most of it you won't actually see. It's the kind of behind the scenes thing, but this is an unprecedented security operation. And he says that the threats that they're looking for are everything from kind of anti-monarchist protesters to serious terror threats, because you're going to have more world leaders and dignitaries and world royal family members in the United Kingdom, in London, in one single moment.
Yeah, it's an opportunity for horrible people. We've got to recognise that as well. But hopefully nothing happens. Fingers crossed, Tova, you're all safe and sound there. Now, we've got to go, but thank you so much for your time today, and we'll see you when you get back to New Zealand. Thanks for heading over there and covering everything for us.
Thanks so much, guys. Thank you.
Are y'all ready? Let me hear you if you're ready.
That was the George Breakfast Special with Lee and Tammy. For more behind-the-scenes action, follow us on @GeorgeFMBreakfast. Catch Lee and Tammy 6 and 10 weekdays on George FM.